8. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Television has destroyed communication among friends and family. Use specific reasons and examples to support your opinion. Some people believe that television has destroyed communication among friends and family. I think this is an exaggeration. In my opinion, whether or not television hurts communication depends on what type of program is being viewed. More importantly, it depends on the type of viewer. There are empty programs and educational programs. Empty programs do not challenge people. They have just enough storyline to keep them from switching channels. There are also passive and active viewers. A passive viewer will just watch television without thinking about what he or she is seeing. The combination of an empty program and a passive viewer makes communication unlikely. Passive viewers just continue to watch, actually enjoying the fact that they don't have to think. They won't break away to talk about programming with friends and family. Even with better programming, passive viewers still won't think or communicate much. They'll probably even prefer the empty programs because the better programming is too much work. On the other hand, active viewers watching educational programming always want to share what they see with friends and family. Educational doesn't necessarily mean documentaries on PBS. They could be dramas with realistic relationships or action shows with clever plot lines. When active viewers watch programs, they have ideas and talk about them with others. Good programming inspires them to change their thinking and their lives. Unlike passive viewers, they don't want to watch more and more without thinking. Television may destroy communication among passive viewers. Those viewers probably don't want to communicate with friends and family much anyway. For active viewers who already enjoy communicating, television is actually helpful.